Pessim in Prisms. 59, Philosophy of Modern Music, page 26-27. 60, Introduction to the Sociology of Music, page 209-210. 61, Prisms, pages 27-28. 62, same as above, page 32-33. 63, same as above, page 25-29. 64, same as above, page 30-31. 65, same as above, page 28. 66, same as above, page 33. Page 351. 67, Prisms, page 31 and following, and see also Jürgen Habermas, Theory and Practice, Boston Beacon Press, 1973, page 241. 68, Habermas, Theory and Practice, page 241. 69, compare Lukács, On the Nature and Form of the Essay, in Soul and Form, London, Merlin, 1974. Adorno, Der Essay als Form, in Noten zur Literatur, Roman I, Frankfurt, Main, Surkamp, 1968. 70, Adorno, zur gesellschaftliche Lage der Musik, Zeitschrift für Sozialforschung, Frankfurt, 1932, Roman I, page 105. 71, compare Habermas, Theory and Practice, page 203. 72, compare Horkheimer, Authority and the Family. 73, compare Horkheimer, Traditional and Critical Theory. 74, compare Marcuse, Philosophy and Critical Theory and Negations. 75, compare Marcuse, Affirmative Culture, page 130 and following. On this point, compare the important 1972 essay by Habermas, Bewusstmachende oder rettende Kritik, der Aktualität Walter Benjamins, in Kultur und Kritik, Frankfurt M. Surkamp, 1973. 76, Prisms, page 32, that Adorno saw astonishingly clearly in this regard is revealed by two statements from Lukács that refer to the desirability of the destruction of bourgeois culture by barbarians so that a new culture can be built. The first statement was repeated in the period of 1909 through 1910 when Lukács slowly gave up the hope that the proletariat could represent this new barbarism. And in 1937, however, in a conversation, it was exactly in these terms that he defended Soviet culture. For the reference, compare Arado, Lukács' Life and Works, forthcoming Juridzen Press. 77, Adorno's Aesthetische Theorie, page 374. Marcuse's most radical revision of this particular position on his vis-à-vis autonomous art book plays after the publication of his criticism in Counter Revolution and Revolt, Boston Beacon, 1973, pages 92-93, with respect to the abolition in philosophy, compare Karl Gosig's Critique of Marcuse in Die Dialektik des Konkreten, Frankfurt, Main, Surkamp, 1967, pages 161-74. Also compare the first lines of Adorno's Negative Dialectics, page 3. 78, compare Habermas, Bewusstmachende oder rettende Kritik, page 312, where on the basis of Benjamin's definition of criticism in his early book on the Baroque, Habermas writes, Critique exercises mortification only in order to transpose that which is worthy of knowledge from the medium of the beautiful into the medium of the true, and thereby to save it. Habermas compares Marcuse's and Benjamin's notion of critique in detail. Work cited pages 305 through 311. Page 352. 79, compare H. Arendt, Walter Benjamin, 1892 through 1940, Introduction to Benjamin's Illuminations, New York, Schocken, 1969, page 44-45. This introduction is useful if one divests it of Arendt's unnecessary attempt to link Benjamin to her own tradition, coming from Heidegger. Also compare Bernd Witte, Benjamin and Lukács, New German Critique, Milwaukee, Spring 1975, Roman 5. 80, our whole discussion of Benjamin Below is heavily indebted to Sandor Radnoti's unpublished Hungarian monograph, Credo and Resignation, Aesthetic Political Study on Walter Benjamin. The first chapter of this work on Bloch and Lukács is available in Telos, St. Louis, Fall 1975, Roman 25. The second chapter on Benjamin's early aesthetics is forthcoming in 1977 in International Journal of Sociology. 81, Arendt, work cited, page 45. Habermas, work cited, page 312. 82, Adorno, Prisms, page 236. 83, Arendt, work cited, page 4 and 5, and especially her translation of a short section of Benjamin's essay on Goethe's Wahlverwandtschaften. 84, Adorno, Prisms, page 231-233. 85, as Adorno well knew, compare, for example, Prisms, page 236. 86, same as above, page 233. 87, the antinomic nature of Benjamin's conception of dialectic is best worked out by Radnoti in chapter 4 of Credo and Resignation. 88, on this point, compare two 1936 essays of Horkheimer, Authority and Family, in Critical Theory and Egoismus und Freiheitsbewegung, in Kritische Theorie der Gesellschaft, Volume Roman 2. 89, compare Marcuse, The Struggle Against Liberalism. 90, Benjamin, Ursprung des deutschen Trauerspiels, Frankfurt Zürcamp, 1972, Roman 1, I am relying in this context on Radnoti's Credo in Resignation, also compare Petzold, Neo-Marxistische Aesthetic, Roman 1, Jameson, Marxism and Form, Princeton University Press, 1971, in Lukács, The Ideology of Modernism, in Realism in Our Time, New York, Harper and Row, 1964, on the distinction between allegory and symbol as aesthetic principles, compare Gadamer, Truth and Method, New York, Seabury Press, 1975, pages 63-73. 91, Jameson, Marxism and Form, page 71. 92, compare Radnoti, work cited, page 71. Page 353. 93, compare the work of art in the age of mechanical reproduction, should be its mechanical reproductibility in illuminations, but also the studies, the storyteller, in some motifs in Baudelaire in the same volume. 94, all three essays in Illuminations, the first essay as well two others, 1935 and 1938 versions, on the third available in Charles Baudelaire, A Lyric Poet in the Era of High Capitalism, London, New Left Books, 1973, brought on the severe criticism of Adorno, now available in English, Letters to Walter Benjamin, New Left Review, September-October 1973, Roman 81, furthermore, Adorno's Fetish Character of Music and the Regression of Listening, 1938, reproduced below, was in part composed as an answer to Benjamin's work of art, essay. 95, Illumination, pages 228 through 230, pages 238 through 240. 96, same as above, pages 223-224. 97, Charles Baudelaire, page 113. 98, same as above, page 148. 99, compare Illuminations, page 231. 100, compare Radnoti's work cited, page 50. Petzold, work cited, page 103. Gadamer, work cited, page 66. For Benjamin's own argument, compare Ursprung des deutschen Trauerspiels, page 202 through 204. 101, compare As Aestheticum Zajatozaga, and the Uniqueness of Aesthetics, Budapest Academia, 1965, and also the cruder form of this argument in Realism in Our Time, pages 40 through 43. Adorno's first response to Benjamin's studies of Baudelaire is rather close to this much later interpretation of Lukács. The common link, the concept of mediation drawn from history and class consciousness. 102. Compare theory and practice, page 241. In his later essays on Benjamin, Habermas stressed not Benjamin's theoretical contribution to understanding modernism, but his redemptive critical attitude toward work of the past. 103. Compare Petzold, page 110. 104. Compare Charles Baudelaire, page 113. 105, same as above, page 154. 106, Charles Baudelaire, page 159, pages 170 through 176. 107, compare the author as producer below, page 354. 108, same as above. 109, and this important point that also dates the Frankfurt School's decisive rejection of the Soviet Union, compare Gershom, Scholem, Walter Benjamin, Die Geschichte einer Freundschaft, Frankfurt M. Surkamp, 1975, pages 274-75. Scholem remarks that Thesis on the Philosophy of History, 1940, was Benjamin's answer to the Pact and to Orthodox Marxism. The thesis reproduces several lines of the Fuchs essay, reprinted below, demonstrating that even earlier Benjamin's acceptance of Marxism did not extend to the theory of progress inherent in historical materialism. 110. Compare Petzold. Roerich cited, page 149. 111, compare Letters to Walter Benjamin. 112, compare Radnody. Roerich cited, page 117 through 118, which provides an impressive interpretation of the present state of the Adorno-Benjamin debate of the 1930s. In this context, a further key theme of Adorno from the point of view of Marxist orthodoxy is his attack on Benjamin's reduction of commodity fetishism to a metaphor. 113, Adorno Letters, pages 65 through 67, compare Lukács, History and Class Consciousness, Reification, Part Roman 3. 114, A. Schmidt, Die Zeitschrift für Sozialforschung, pages 87 and following, and page 92 and following. 115, compare Petzold, Roerich cited, pages 175 and following. Habermas, Bewusstmachende oder Rettende Kritik, pages 317 and following. 116, Habermas, Roerich cited, pages 320-321. 117, Adorno, Letters, page 70 and following. 118, compare Habermas, Legitimation Crises, pages 85-86. 119, compare especially the types of musical contact in Introduction to the Sociology of Music. 120, Adorno, Philosophy of Modern Music, New York, Seabury, 1973, pages 18 through 20. Compare Horkheimer, Art and Mass Culture in Critical Theory, page 290. 121, Letters to Benjamin, page 66. 122, Theodor W. Adorno, Vorlesungen zur Ästhetik, 1967-68, Zürich, H. Meyer, Nachfolger, 1973, page 79. 123, Theodor W. Adorno, Minima Moralia, London, New York, Left Books, 1974, number 41. Page 355. 124, Theodor W. Adorno, Ästhetische Theorie in Gesammelte Schriften, Frankfurt, Surkamp, 1970, Volume Roman 7, page 336. Compare also The Useless Represents the Atrophied Use Value, page 377. 125 Theodore W. Adorno, Funktionalismus heute, in ohne Leitbild, Parva Estetica, Frankfurt Zürcher Kamp 1967, page 124. 126 Theodore W. Adorno, Erpresste Versöhnung, in Noten zur Literatur, Volume Roman 2, page 181. 127 Theodore W. Adorno, Ohne Leitbild, in Ohne Leitbild, Parva Aesthetica, page 18. 128.